Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives back. Embrace this, Lord. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I like to get started that way in order to prepare you for your greatness. You know, while you're getting it together this morning, putting on your drag, accessorizing your body, and doing all those little morning rituals, you need to know just how great you are. And you need to go at your day with great intentions, expectation, a new start, new beginning. Yeah, this is a new over. You know, you don't have to erase anything that went on before, because that's not what we do. We are creators. Okay, we create. We don't fix. People who spend their lives trying to fix and patch and heal stuff from the past only condemn themselves to repeat the past. Okay. You go back to the classroom again. You haven't learned your lesson. Because when you truly learn your lesson, you turn away from all of that which was and focus on what is to be. The only moment you have is right now. And today, awaken that genius, that greatness, that creator within you. And let's get busy. Today I want to talk about being the expert. You know, I don't know why, but when we were children, whether at home or in school or with our peers, even in the playground, we were discouraged from being the best. Just be a team player. Just go along. Just conform. Stand in line. You know, and sure, there are reasons for all of that. We all understand that. And it makes for a more pleasant society when everybody just conforms. Okay. And occasionally there's one or two who sticks out, and either they are considered geniuses or exceptions to the rule, and they get away with just about anything, or they just shy no matter what they do. And it's effortless. Okay? And the flip side of that coin is there's always one that's just a misfit that just nobody pays any attention to, nobody cares about, everybody's already written that person off. Now, let me just say this to you, and I'm taking a giant step here. Most of the time, it's not all of the time, it's that misfit who ends up being the most successful, the most productive, okay? And living a life of unlimited joy. Now, I could tell you several reasons why that happens. And the one who was voted most likely to succeed is usually the one who ends up either living under a bridge or struggling through life. The thing I want to impress upon you today is that whatever it is that you have come here to do, whatever your assignment from God, whatever you are good at, whatever you are drawn to, whatever floats your boat, whatever gets you out of the bed in the morning, whatever keeps you up all night trying to do that over and over and over again, just loving every moment of it, whatever sets your soul on fire, embrace it and be the expert and be the go-to person. Be the one whose name comes up whenever there's a conversation, even remotely, describes something you do. Okay. We have plenty of people in the music industry. Okay. And Madonna, Beyonce, J-Lo, people like that come to mind. In the entertainment industry, we have a multitude of entertainers that come to mind. And it's usually our favorites. Okay, that stick out. And this is why we love hearing about their adventures as well as their problems. Makes it feel a little closer to home. But the reality is, what we are looking for is that connection. But don't conform. That's where we get lost. Somewhere in there, it's like we just decide, okay, this is good for them, this is great for them, but it has nothing to do with me. But we feel somehow gratified because we have been privy to this knowledge about them, or we understand their pain, okay? But we've excluded ourselves from that greatness. If you want to delve into the lives of the rich and famous, then be the expert. Know everything there is to know about J-Lo, Beyonce, or Jay-Z, or any of the other aforementioned person. If you want to build a business, then be an expert in your field. Know more than everybody else, or at least strive to know more than anybody else in that field or anybody else in your community in regard to that particular subject. If you decide that you want to go out and fight for social change, or throw your hat in the ring politically, then know everything there is to know about that particular endeavor. If you don't do that, you leave a hole in which you will fall in at some point, because there will always be someone who will come behind you. There's always going to be haters. And there's always going to be competition. So it's not just enough to climb up to the top of that mountain, but the real test, the real key, is to stay there. And the only way you're going to stay there is to know everything there is to know. Now, oftentimes people will say, well, I can't do that. I mean, you know, I'm only human. No, actually, you're a spiritual being, having a human experience. And what that means is you're a spiritual being contained within a body. Sure, your body has limitations, but your spirit does not. And this is where too many times conformity and settling, just being mediocre and just going along, is acceptable. This is where we get confused. We don't want to stand out. We don't want to be different. We just want to be like everybody else. We just want to be accepted. Well, that'll get you $10 an hour, and perhaps a one- or two-bedroom apartment over on the south side. You know, a little chug-a-lug car and a job that keeps you committed to somebody else's dream. Today, I implore you to think about that. What it is to become an expert is simply deciding to know all that you could possibly know about this, and putting it in action for you to gain from. Okay? Because if you go out and learn everything there is to do, or know about a particular thing, and don't monetize it, it is of no value to you or anyone else. So now that your head is crammed full of information, you can't eat that. It doesn't taste good. But when you learn to be the expert in your field, to know what's going on, to stay on top of your game, to not only define yourself as that landscaper or that garbage collector or that musician or that artist, when you finally learn how to do that and finally learn how to incorporate all that has gone on before you and to identify with people who stood out and to connect with their energy. The spirit never dies. It just transforms from one perception to another. Okay? When you finally learn how to do that, then you are the expert. You are the guru. You're the go-to person. You're the one everybody identifies. Go to my website, www.unlimitedjoy.org. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.